the head of the church should be a man. So pastoral leadership is for the men's role.
Why would a woman of God have an earring in her nose?
You're not reading the Bible, you're not mature in the faith, and sorry, Mr. Mike Todd, you are not preaching the truth.
There's no way that you could actually walk out of your house looking the way you do these days. There's no way men are not committing sin every single day. It's fashion, and God is against fashion.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of If You're Churchy, Please Don't Sit With Us. I am your host, Shadayla. I am always so proud and so amazed to see the many people that actually do tune in, because I was just looking at our stats, y'all. Even though I don't post a lot, but I'm trying. Your girl is really trying. But I was looking at the stats and I see that we have over 100 going into 200 followers on Spotify. So praise the Lord. I came to y'all to really just talk about something today, something that I've seen a lot of over the past 3.5 years, going into 4 years of me just following the Lord and being in the Lord. And there's something that I've realized and I just want to share, and I automatically know off rip this is about to get some hate. I'm gonna get backlash. People gonna be sitting up here saying I'm not a Christian. But listen, when we look at the Bible in context and when we tie it to what we do, it really self-reflects in who we are. If that made sense, I need you to just say amen right where you are. Amen. I want to start off by saying this. The Bible ain't just a reflection to the unbeliever. It's a reflection to us as the believer. But so many times we want to sit up here and turn this Bible in the face of the unbeliever, when we need to be also turning it to us. We need to see, what are we doing wrong? What can we do better? What can we do while being in Christ that is a better representation of Him? Many Christians, we are representing Christ the wrong way. We're not actually walking in love, nor are we actually walking in the Spirit. The enemy just mirroring these things to the unbeliever to believe is good. There's some things he's doing up in the church making us think that this is good, and it's not, and it's not of God. So we finna get into it today. Are we actually walking in the fruit of love? That is going to be today's topic. Are we actually walking in the fruit of love? And the churchy people are not going to like me today, but guess what? I still love you. I still desire you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, because we're not done growing when we come to Jesus. People think, okay, we crossed the bridge, we transferred over, I'm all good, I'm going to heaven. No. Just because you believe and you don't have no works to back that up, that don't mean you truly walk in. Faith without works is dead. We can't just have the faith alone without the works. There are some things we have to do, honey. We have to do to continue on this walk with Christ. And there's things that Jesus is going to continue doing in us. The word says that there is a great work that he is doing within us, that he shall complete it into the day of Jesus Christ. To the day we die, the Lord is always going to be working on us, in us. Amen. So are we actually walking in the fruit of love? We find what the fruit of love is, the definition, the biblical definition of what love is, in 1 Corinthians 13:4. I believe that is through verse 8. But we find in 1 Corinthians what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It isn't arrogant. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing. It doesn't, etc., etc. That's what the biblical definition of love, that is what love is. And when we bear the fruit of love, these actions, because it's not just a word, these actions shall spring forth out of us into all that we do and into all that we say. Many believers are saying things and claiming that it's out of love, when there's no type of love, no type of fruit of love present in this. The fruit of the Spirit is found in Galatians 5 verses 22 through 23. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. These are consisting within the fruit of love. When we are walking in the Spirit, when we are saying things under the unction of the Holy Spirit, do you know what we are saying should not be driving people away? People, as in unbelievers. Now understand, even when we are operating in the Spirit, because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit of God, He brings conviction. That is correction. So when we are bringing correction under the unction of the Holy Spirit, of course there are going to be people in the world that despise it, because there's people that don't even care to hear the gospel ever in their life. They don't care nothing about Jesus. They don't care nothing. They don't care. They live in their best life. So-called, they live in their quote-unquote best life. They don't care. So of course, even if we're coming to them and approaching them in love and under the unction of the Holy Spirit, there's going to be people that turn away. But there is a majority of believers in the body of Christ that have said things in quote-unquote love and turned a believer that could have potentially came to the kingdom of God, turned them away because that was not said in love. And I want to bring this point. One thing that you got to understand is that you as the person, you are not supposed to be aiming to convict this person. That is not your job to do. I seen a post the other day where it was a so-called Christian being smart at the mouth, rude and just mean for no reason. They were saying a truth. Yes, they were saying a truth, but you can say the truth in the wrong tone, in the wrong manner, and in the wrong heart posture. This Christian was not saying this in love. This Christian, she was saying this out of hate, envy, and out of self-righteousness. She said, after she said this, she said, yeah, many of y'all are feeling the conviction. Yeah, feel that conviction, baby. That's not your job. That is not your job. It really makes me angry. It makes me spiritually angry, because believe me, y'all, the point of this podcast is really, for the most part, is to address the error and the flaw in the church, because so many Christians want to take the time out and point the flaw into all the unbelievers and everybody else but themselves, when Jesus said to pull the plank out of your own eye before you even go to your brother and sister trying to pull the plank out of their eye. There's too many self-righteous and hypocritical Christians that want to pull the plank out of everybody else's eye and claim themselves as perfect, and they don't need no work being done, and they don't need to pull the plank out of their own eye. And so when I read this post, seeing how smart and slick and conniving this Christian was with saying this biblical truth, how they interpreted this biblical truth, and how they ministered this biblical truth, to see that the potential person that could have seen this post that wasn't in Christ, how they've just turned them away from Christ. Because we are supposed to be imitators and representatives of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to be representations of Christ. Ephesians 5:1 says, to be therefore as little children, to be imitators of Christ. We are supposed to display Christ in the limelight the best we can. We are supposed to display Christ in all we do and all we say to the best of our ability, because we have the Holy Spirit in us, helping us, correcting us, and guiding us. We cannot be saying these slick remarks thinking that this is supposed to lead people to Christ. And sometimes it makes me think, are y'all really wanting to bring Jesus into the lives of the lost, or do you want to just make yourself as holier than thou, that you know more, that you need no work, and that you're good and ready to go? Whole time, you the one going to hell, because you're not speaking in the fruit of love. It is not your job to convict anybody. It is not your job That is the job of the Holy Spirit within you. The Holy Spirit convicts. That is correct. And when we look at the fruits of the Spirit, when we look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit that we just went over, that is love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, gentleness. When we look at those fruits, we have to analyze, is the message we given being spoken in these fruits of the Holy Spirit, in this fruit of love? Because if your message ain't being said with none of the above, that is not conviction you're passing. That is judgmental commands coming from you. Because the Holy Spirit do not roll like that. The word of God in itself is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts and it pierces through the heart. You can say the word of God as it is, because think of Jesus when he was speaking to the people, when he was first starting off his ministry. Jesus said what the heck he said and he moved on. He didn't go back and forth with nobody. He didn't argue with nobody. He didn't force nobody to believe. He didn't force who he was down his throat. Quite frankly, he didn't even tell people who he was. He did not even tell people who he was. He didn't tell nobody go around telling that he the Messiah. He did this miracle. He did that. Jesus ain't do that. Jesus did what he did and he said what he said and he moved on, because the Holy Spirit was the one that said what needed to be said, shown what needed to be shown. You believe it or you don't. And it's too many Christians that's out here trying to make purpose out of something that don't need to make purpose out of. The Lord and the Holy Spirit that ought to reside in you gonna speak for itself. You don't got to do this extra. You don't got to be smart out the mouth. Yeah, you hear that conviction. Yeah, you got that conviction. That's the Holy Spirit. It's hurting y'all, ain't it? It bothering y'all, ain't it? Stop making remarks like this. Stop being like this. This is not bringing nobody to Christ. Don't nobody want to hear that. I'm a whole believer that's been in the Lord going on 4 years. I don't even like hearing that mess. Who would want to hear that? Especially you think about the people that are in sin and they're broken. They broken and they want a way out and they don't know how. And they look into these representations of the gospel of Jesus Christ like, hey, help me. And you sit up here and you say that. You sit up here and you say that. You sit up here and judge them when they not even in the fold. They not even in Christ. We supposed to be displaying love. Love to these people. Romans 2:4 says that kindness leads people to repentance. It's the kindness of God and the kindness that comes from us, because kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. The kindness and the love that we display of Christ leads people to repentance. It ain't always starting off with repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why would you start your sentence off with that? So you're going to start off with telling somebody to repent and then give them Jesus? Like this some financial transaction? No, the gospel is free and the love of Christ is free. The gift of repentance and the gift of grace is free. And we shouldn't charge nobody to give them Jesus. We shouldn't command them of something then to give them the gospel. You give them the gospel, which is based and surrounded on love, because he so loved us and he so loved the world that he gave his son. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That was love. That was love. That is love. And we're supposed to be telling people who is love. That's Jesus. But I don't see many people telling us about Jesus. I don't see many people telling others who are lost in the world about Jesus. What I see, what I see is many Christians taking their self-righteousness and throwing it in the face of the unbeliever to make them feel as though they are less than, that they have no access to his grace and his mercy. They have no access to his love unless they repent. And that is a lie from the pits of hell, because Jesus meets us where we are. I don't know about you, but I have a testimony. Jesus met me where I was, in my sin, broken down, lost, confused, worried, spiritually dead. Jesus met me. He extended his grace onto me. His love and his Holy Spirit dwelled upon me, and me experiencing the love of Christ is what led me to repentance. When I seen how could a big God like this love an insignificant, unworthy, small human as myself, how could he love me? How could he forgive me after the wrong and the time and time and time again of me refusing his word? How could he love me? And when I experienced his love, his peace, his patience he had with me, it led me to repent. I didn't repent and then experience the love of God. I experienced the love of God in my sin, and I repented and received the Holy Spirit. And many of us in Christ need to start giving out the love and the joy and the patience and the kindness and the gentleness of Christ. Many of us do not have patience with the unbeliever. And the moment we forget that that was once us, we forget where we've come from. We forget what the Lord has done in us, how he has brought us out of our old ways. We were once dead, but now we are alive, the Bible says. Jesus brings us from death to life. Why can we not show that to the unbeliever? Why can we not give them love? Why is it always exposing? Why is it always you need to start doing this, you need to stop doing that? Why is it always this? Why can we not show them love first and then correct them with giving these things to them with gentleness, with patience, with kindness, with joy? I don't even see the fruit of joy in some of you Christians. I don't even see joy. You're telling these people with a mad attitude. You're not even saying it with joy. There's so much of what y'all be saying that could be said with joy. Witchcraft. That's something Christians love to talk about. Y'all eat that junk up. Witchcraft. Y'all love to tell the ones that are New Agers and Satanists about the wrong of witchcraft. But the way you could be saying it, the way you could tell your testimony with it, I don't even see people telling their testimonies with these claims they're making. How are we supposed to show what the power of Christ that has impelled in us to them if we don't even share our testimony? For they will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, Revelation says. Because you don't carry the fruit of love, real biblical love, you don't carry the fruit of love. And it's so many Christians that's going to be real, real mad at me. But y'all, this has been dwelling on me. I see too many of y'all, too many Christians. And yes, this is what righteous judgment is. Because I'm supposed to judge my brothers and my sisters in Christ because y'all know better. I'm not supposed to judge the world. They are not under the law of Christ. I'm supposed to judge y'all. I am self-righteously judging you and holding you up to what the Bible says in context. Y'all need to stop. Y'all are making the world hate us more than they ought to. Of course they're going to hate us. The word Jesus said, you will be hated because of me. That's Bible. We can find that in the book of John. You will be hated because you simply believe and you follow Jesus. But they're hating us to an extent that is more than we ought to be hated. Because of how y'all display Christ. With no love, no joy, no peace, no patience, no kindness, no gentleness. You're giving these harsh rebukes that you say and claim is of love. You don't even want to hear what they have to say because you know all. Because you know Jesus. You won't even hear why they're struggling or why they've chosen this route of sin. There's people in the world that have chosen to live a life of sin because they don't know where to turn. You telling them how they're going to hell. Jesus doesn't accept them for this. You telling them this. Is pushing them farther and farther away when they are already seeking how to come to him. You've given them no love. You slapped the name of Jesus on this stuff. The smart remarks, the laughing in their face. I've seen videos with Christians laughing in their face because they give a response back to their answer. You quiz them on the Bible when they don't even have the Holy Spirit to understand the Bible. So now you fret them out to be dumb. And then you record it and you post it on social media and say the Lord is good. We evangelize to some Satanists. We evangelize to the gay community today. I ain't seen no evangelizing. I seen judgment. I seen hate. And I seen self-righteous. Now I do see some videos where people do it the right way. They do it the right way. But there's some videos... Christians got it all wrong. Y'all make me not even want to talk to you. And I'm a whole believer. Because you don't carry the fruit of love. So I actually want to go back and read you Galatians 5:22-23 one more time as we end out this episode. First, I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us in today's chat, in today's preaching, in today's teaching. We thank you, Lord. If there are any hearts within that are listening to this show right now and they feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit, we thank you. For God, it wasn't my job to do so, but I thank the Holy Spirit in me for doing his job, doing what he said he was gonna do. Father God, I ask that if there are any hearts in here that have resentment and hate towards this message, may you please touch and soften their hearts to receive this word in the name of Jesus. That you will continue to allow them to grow in you each and every day, to grow in the fruits of the Spirit. May they be tested, because it is in times that we are tested and we are tried that it brings about endurance and strength. The strength of God that you give to us. For your word says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. I pray that you pierce the hearts of those listening. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, we thank you. We glorify you. We ask that we continue to be representations of you, as your word says in Ephesians 5:1. May we imitate you. May we be like you. May we talk like you. May we walk like you. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Forgive us, Lord, for when we've gone to a believer with the wrong heart posture, but the right message. Forgive us when we have done wrong and shown hate and envy to those that didn't look like us or sound like us. Forgive us, God, as we repent and we turn away for those ways. And we turn to the way that is more like you and that displays like you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God. And we just seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May we continue to walk this walk, and may we continue to give the lost and unbelieving the word of God, to give them Jesus, to give them the gospel. But may we do so with the fruit of love and the fruits of the Spirit, with love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Don't forget to rate this show and turn on the bell notification so that you don't miss when I upload a new episode.
Follow me on social media. My social media will be linked in today's episode description. And until next time, God bless, and we'll see you back here.
And if you're churchy, please don't sit with us.